Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast, where Wednesdays are our favorite day. Today, we have Darian with us for our annual Thanksgiving episode, celebrating all things gratitude. I'm grateful to have you here, Darian.
I'm grateful, too.
So, to set the scene, it's 5 a.m. It's almost 6 a.m., actually. We woke up early to record this podcast, so if our voices are top of the morning to you, that's why. We're excited to be filming today's episode, though. I really wanted Darian to be a part of it. We love reading your stories together, so this is the only time we could fit it in. And Darian, how are you feeling this morning? We like just woke up. Hello.
I'm feeling good. I got the morning voice going on. We got the morning breath. It's a beautiful day.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be a good episode.
Yeah, we're really excited. So for today's episode, we wanted you all to write in, and we just wanted to read your stories of moments that have made your day. So something good that happened to you, something positive, uplifting. This could be something in the gym, a good PR, something that you have been reflecting on over the year, or something nice that someone has done for you in your life that has really stood out to you. We just wanted to read these stories, bring in the gratitude for this holiday season, and kind of uplift everyone.
Absolutely.
I'm just reminded of last year, though, where last year for Thanksgiving, we were driving to D.C. to have it with my parents, and that's where the whole green bean casserole started.
Yes, I was so excited for Kathy to make me green bean casserole, and it did not disappoint.
Yes.
That's also where I discovered the cream corn casserole.
Oh, so that, good.
That doesn't sound good when you're saying it, but holy cow, guys.
Yeah, corn casserole, in my opinion, is probably one of the best. That stuffing, all of it. Mashed potatoes, gravy, rolls, turkey. We've got it all. We're hosting Thanksgiving this year. Darian's mom and stepdad flew in last night, so we were up late chatting with them, and it's going to be a good day. We're really grateful, so.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to start with...
Oh, quick side note.
Yeah.
They've never had Detroit-style pizza, so we're getting them Buddy's Pizza. That's my favorite Detroit style.
Agreed.
But I know there's a big territorial war between Jets and Buddy's, and I don't know if there's another one out there for Detroit-style pizza, but if you're a Michigander, can you tell us your pick on Detroit-style pizza over on the podcast? Thank you.
Yes, podcast Instagram is funandgains.podcast. We want to hear. So instead of the fun and games portion, because we're going to be reading a lot of positive highlights and we'll even share a little bit ourselves maybe at the end, we are going to forego that segment of the week and hop right into today's review. Darian, take it away. Your favorite thing.
All right. Here we go. Danielle W. My favorite day is Wednesday. 12 out of 10 recommend listening to this podcast regardless of where you're at on your fitness journey. I'm someone who falls off the healthy lifestyle wagon a lot because I'm not perfect. Brittany provides such a safe space to come to and detox from the negativity while lifting you up and pushing you to get back out there after setbacks. I love my weekly dose of the Fun and Games podcast, and I love when Darian surprises us and pops in for some extra tips, which I especially enjoy because of juggling going back to school and life. I just love you both so much and so thankful to have you in my car on Wednesday mornings, pumping me up for my day and getting my head right, keeping you awesome. Thank you, Danielle. Love you all.
Yeah.
Love you all so much.
Hey, wait, can we hear from you actually really quick, the event from your perspective? Because I talked about it in last week's episode. I actually would love to hear, how was that whole experience for you real quick?
So I'm a big people person. So I loved everyone that walked in the door. I was just like, I was just introducing myself.
It's actually so true, because you were down mingling with everyone and I was upstairs, because I'm like, oh, wait, what do I do? Like, do I do an entrance? Am I just supposed to be downstairs? Like, I didn't know what to do. And Darian was just down talking to everyone. Like, I heard you and he came up. He's like, Brittany, everybody's waiting to meet you. Like, come on. And I'm like, wait,
I was way excited. But what was cool is there were a few people that were like, can I take a picture with you? Like, oh my gosh, you're Darian. And I'm like, this is fun. Like, cause I don't really do anything. Like, you do all the social media, but I get to benefit.
It was so fun.
So no, it was, I mean, I had a blast.
Yeah. I was really, really grateful you were there. So thank you. It was so fun. A really good weekend. We'll go ahead and...
Dude, you can tell we're tired. Right. The pauses are like extra long. All right, let's get into that.
Okay, we're going to start reading your stories. We're so excited. Story number one. Hi, Brittany. My biggest win this year has probably been my mindset shift. I started my fitness journey a couple years back in a place full of self-hate and hyper-focused on how I looked. I lost most of my weight during that time, 40 pounds, due to starving myself, stress, and trying quick fixes. This year, it became so much more for me. I'm finding love in myself, confidence, and trust. I'm feeding my body properly and lifting with real intention. I've inspired friends and family around me to eat better meals with me and come work out with me. Even going to the store to look for certain groceries, people can see me and assume I live a healthy lifestyle and talk about meal prep with me. Sorry it's so long. Take from this what you wish. Love you always and love this life. That is a huge win.
I love that. And my favorite part is that you started seeing people around you notice and kind of like continue to uplift you, because that there is nothing that will help you continue on your journey more than like other people's support. It starts within.
Yeah.
But then when other people are like, dang girl, like what are you doing? You're like, oh, what motivation.
I know. And I love that you're able to help others around you too. Like now that you're happier and you filled up your cup and you're genuinely like, you just feel happier, you can help everybody around you too. I love that. And I'm so proud of you. This is a huge win. This is why I wanted to read this, is I love this stuff. I wanted to like cheer each of you on personally. Congratulations.
That's the name of the season, helping other people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's giving thanks, but I think it's so nice to serve people. All right.
Agreed.
Okay, next story. First of all, hi. I love this podcast so much, and it's the highlight of my week. Thank you. It's been a great year. I started my fitness journey and lost 25 pounds. I've become obsessed with the fitness world and gym, which was not me a year ago. So another win. I'm getting freaking married to the man Woo-hoo! Of my dreams. I also enrolled in full-time business school and just so excited to start this new journey. Thanks, Britt, for this amazing podcast.
Oh, look at all your wins. I'm so proud of you. I love that. And you're getting married to the man of your dreams.
Congrats.
I'm so excited.
I didn't realize I'd be so inspired.
Aren't you? Like, don't you just feel so good?
Great. This is great. Okay. Congrats. I love that.
I want to know like the wedding dress details. Where are you getting married? Like what's the plan? What's the vibe? What's your Pinterest board look like? How did he propose? I want more tea. I want to know.
So
I'm so excited for you.
Wedding woman, you know who you are. If you sent this in, go talk to us over in the podcast and tell us where you're getting married.
So excited. I mean, you don't have to like share.
I mean,
personal details and everything, but you know, sure. What'd you feel comfortable with? I'm sorry. I'm still like, I'm always that way. I'm like,
Brittany's like, sorry. Everyone's going to come and find me and kill me.
No, I just, you know, I'm not like, yeah, you got it. All right. Next story. Also, congratulations on the fitness part of your journey, getting into that. That's just fantastic and amazing. And I just feel that's awesome. Next story. Hey, Britt, a fun story that made my day was how I made a friend at the gym. There was this girl I had seen at the gym a lot, and I always thought her outfits were so cute, tons of Gymshark, but I never said anything because I didn't want to interrupt her workouts. One day, she was wearing a pair of leggings I had been thinking of getting, and they looked so nice, so I did buy them. A few weeks later, we both ended up wearing them on the same day. I was doing an exercise in between sets and she came up and said something about the leggings. She laughed and she said she was waiting for us to wear them the same day. We chatted about Gymshark and introduced ourselves. Now I have someone to chat with at the gym and we always discuss new Gymshark releases and sales. Thankful to Gymshark for helping me make a friend at the gym. LOL, simple story, but it did make my day and I thought it was cute. Hope you're having a great day. Love the podcast.
Oh,
10 out of 10 experience. Love that you guys find something in common. And it's like you just want some kind of excuse to talk to somebody else in the gym, because a lot of times I'm the same way. I'm like a little bit intimidated, where Darian could strike up a conversation with anybody. But for me, like, that would 100% be me. And I love that you both had the same thought process of, okay, when we wear the leggings on the same day, that's my opportunity to talk to her. And I love that you guys are just like checking each other's outfits out, getting inspo. Love that for you.
I love it. I love that Gymshark brought you together. Hashtag GSBrittany20 code, link in description.
Oh my gosh.
No.
You do get an extra 20% off with that code. Your cart has to be over $100 and then that kicks in. Because I know a couple of people are like, oh no, it's not working. Unfortunately, you have to be over $100. That's like two or three items and then that extra 20% off kicks in. So if you want to stock up a little bit more, go for it.
We met some of our best friends we've ever had at the gym. Shout out Mike and Amy.
Yeah, go ahead and tell that story that made your day. But you talk to everyone. I want to hear it though.
All right, let's share it at the end. We'll read everyone else's and then I'll share our little friend story.
Yeah. Okay. Moments that made my day story. Oh, it's your turn. Go
this
ahead.
This is the best. This says, "Hello, Brittany." Parentheses. And Darian? Question mark.
Yay.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm so glad we did this together.
I know. Brittany called me in the car and was like, "Hey. I need to do a podcast. I need to film it like 2 days so Kelsey can edit it, and I don't want to get it to her too late, but you're not here. You're picking up your parents. Like, what do we do?" And we just decided to wake up early and do it the next morning. So, Kelsey, we love you. Thanks for being willing to edit this early.
Yes.
All right. First of all, I love your podcast and all social media channels. When I'm feeling down or unmotivated, I always listen to your podcast and watch your YouTube videos. The story I have to tell about something that made my day is not actually something that happened yet, but is something I am suspicious of happening soon. And I need to spill my suspicions to someone, because I haven't told friends or family about my suspicions, because if this does happen, I want them to be surprised. So figured this is the best place to spill the suspicious tea. So I think my boyfriend is proposing to me sometime between December 20th and 22nd of this year. Eek.
Eek.
That's what it says. I know that sounds insanely specific timeline, but hear me out. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years now, and we live in the Midwest. But we have plans to go to New York City on December 20th to 22nd, and then going to spend time with family in Pennsylvania after that. 3 years ago, when we first started dating, we went to New York City in December for a day trip. And at that point in time, we weren't technically boyfriend and girlfriend. And on that day, as we were walking through Central Park, he asked me to officially be his girlfriend, and to this day, it is one of my favorite days I've ever had. My boyfriend knows that's my favorite day, and we've been talking about getting engaged for a while now, and I went ring shopping back in May, so I feel like it just makes sense that he would propose to me in the same spot where he asked me to be his girlfriend. I have nothing else to go off of other than that. I just know how my boyfriend thinks, and I have a gut feeling this is happening, and I've been thinking so much about it and thinking about what I'll wear those days, LOL. So if this does happen, this will be what makes my day. Or rather, it'll make my life, and it'll be the best Christmas ever, so I need to share. If this does happen, I'll be sure to write back and let you know and tell the story. She already knows we're going to ask.
Yes.
P.S. I need to point out, I will not be upset if it doesn't happen. I know it'll happen someday soon. I just have a gut feeling it'll be that moment. Aw, this is really cute.
Okay, this is so cute. I'm getting butterflies. I am beaming. I'm so excited. Oh, it's totally happening. And I feel like we know, like I 100% knew Darian was going to propose. Like, you just know they're being a little bit sus, like the conversations are happening and you're just like, when is it going to be? I thought you were going to propose when we went sledding that day, and he like went around to his trunk. He's like, hold on, I need to get something. He like went around to his trunk and like he was on his knee tying his shoe, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's happening. And it wasn't. He was like picking something up. I was like, why would he propose to me like sledding? But I thought that was happening. You proposed the next weekend though.
Oh yeah.
So it's so crazy. No, that would be, oh my gosh, amazing. Central Park, like what a special moment for you. What a special moment for him. I have chills thinking about this.
Please, please, please tell us on the podcast.
She already knows.
Yes.
I'm so.
If it happens.
We are cheering for you. And again, if it doesn't happen, like, yes, it'll happen at some point. But this is fantastic. I hope you have an amazing trip regardless. And picking a million outfits, that would be me through and through. You want to make sure you look good. So excited for you. Next story. Hey, Brittany, I love your podcast and wear your merch to the gym all the time. Ooh, we love that. Okay, so I have been working with a trainer to guide me on my weight loss journey. My big gain of the year was when we were doing an assessment of my strength. I've gotten a lot stronger since the beginning. I know that's supposed to happen when you train consistently, but it makes me feel like a muscle mommy and boost my confidence. I hope you and the boys have a great Thanksgiving. I am so hyped for you.
It says at the bottom we're reading, it says how to say her name, and she says, I'm sorry for that spelling. My mom must have hated me when I was born. Oh, love I'm you. Dead. I actually knew exactly how to say your name when I read it, so it's not spelled weird.
I love that. All okay, strength gains genuinely is that's such a vibe. You're becoming a muscle mommy, you're boosting your confidence. I love that. When I can go into the gym and like I've been pulling the same weight for a while and now I can pull heavier weight, that confidence boost, that feels so good. Doesn't it, Darian? It feels so good when you're just getting gnarled up, shreddy in the gym. I'm so proud of you.
Just surfing the pump wave.
Yes. And I'm so glad that you are working with a trainer to help you. Is probably especially to help you with your form as you're starting out, and then you know you can probably kill it by yourself soon. I'm just so excited for you, and that's a big win, so congrats.
Okay, so here's the next story. I just wanted to start off by saying that I love the podcast. I love that you preach that it's totally normal to feel lonely along the way in your fitness journey, but that you're never truly alone. I had to share a wholesome moment with you that made my day last week in the gym. So my gym's stretching area is very small and doesn't comfortably fit more than 3 people. I was warming up, team never skip a warm up, and a guy came into the room and started stretching right in front of me where the mats go. When I was done, I had to ask him to move so I could get my mat hung back up. He turns and goes, oh, I'm sorry, I was going to stand over there, but I didn't want you to think that I was staring at you. The fact that a guy was actually concerned about how someone else might be feeling made my entire day. It really is the small things in life. Oh, that was sweet.
That is so tender. I love that. We love a conscious king of maybe feeling about what someone else is feeling. So that's awesome. And I also love the point that you made at the very beginning of how these journeys can be extremely lonely, but you're never alone, especially with the Fun and Gains podcast. We're always here for you. And I love that you get to hear from other people in this community and reading other stories of you really aren't alone. Next story. Okay, honestly, this made my day for me, but this past Saturday, I started my period after not having it one for 17 months. I got off birth control in June 2021, and I've been going through lots of doctor visits, testing, ultrasounds, etc. to see what the heck has been going on, and your girl is finally a bleeding woman. Couldn't be more happy. Well, I am so happy for you. That is a big win. I know women's health is a huge, huge issue, and for you, like, that's amazing. Congratulations. I just had my yearly woman checkup, if you know what I mean. And it's always a relief when things are all good. You're in the clear. And you said you've been doing a lot of testing and ultrasounds. Like, I'm glad. So happy for you.
From the medical standpoint, proud of you for taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. Next story. Hi, Britt, Darian, and Vinny. We should get him on one time just to say, like, hello mid-podcast.
Yeah.
I don't have a story, but wanted to share my recent PR I hit last week on the bench. I absolutely love chest and tri day. Last week, I hit 140 for one rep on my third or fourth set. Let's go.
Let's go.
And I was so pumped. I had my friend spotting me, and the gym was pretty busy. So after I hit the 140, I stood up, and my friend gave me a high five, and a bunch of people were cheering. It was a pretty proud moment, and I felt awesome. P.S. I love you, your family, your podcast. I've got my friends following you for workout tips and listening to your podcast. We all love you. Also, way to go, Darian, for being awesome. I'm a fellow nurse and keep contemplating going back to get my NP, but haven't decided yet.
Oh.
Yo, should definitely do it if you're thinking about it. Advanced practice nursing is freaking awesome.
Yeah. Also, I'm so proud of you. And what a scene. Like, what an epic day in the gym. I love that everyone was cheering, high fives all around. Like, are you kidding me? Chest, let's go. Let's break and go. I'd be up in there screaming. I'd be like, you.
That's how I wish every gym was.
Right? Like just, every PR, someone's just hyping you up. Oh,
everyone,
yeah.
Everyone's cool. No one's a tool.
Yeah.
and they don't make you feel like a fool.
Oh, are you dropping a verse on us?
Next story.
Next one. Hi, I absolutely love your podcast and how hard you work to make your content rich, aesthetic, and thoughtful. The best moment of my day is a shout out to my husband, who turned me from a cardio junkie to a gym rat. He walked me through my first several lifting sessions, corrected my squat form, and much more. Now I follow a 4 to 5 day strength training regimen, and I love it. I can really see the gains. Shout out to all the good men and healthy influences in our lives. Thank you. Oh, I love that. That is fire. Because I feel like when you do have that support, and especially an immediate support, this is your husband, everything, like, that is such a special relationship you have. And now you can enjoy that together and you're seeing the gains. I love that. Shout out to all our good influences in our life, 100%.
Yeah, definitely can relate, because I train Brittany 4 to 5 days a week. And basically, like, everything she knows is just because, like, I just train her. So.
Are you going to tell everyone that's a joke? Because some people
no,
might
No, I know, I don't know. Okay. It's a joke. It's a prank.
Not that Darian isn't knowledgeable.
No, listen. It was a joke.
No, that's good.
She is. It's crazy how much of a joke it is, because she's such a crazy, crazy hardcore, like, worker and dedicated person that, yeah, she don't need no man. But I'm just here.
Oh no, I love you, Darian.
I'm just here for the loves and snuggles.
Snuggles.
All right, next story.
Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. Next story.
Hey, Britt and Darian. Just wanted to start out by saying finding this podcast was something extremely positive that has happened to me in the past couple months. All right. I was in a bit of a slump personally and physically. I've been off and on with my fitness journey for a lot of years. I started working out again a few months ago in my home gym, as my boyfriend is a big fitness guy and I am much too socially awkward for the gym. And then I found this podcast. You guys motivate me, you make me laugh, and I truly feel like I've found a couple long-distance besties that do not even know me. I'm currently on my fitness journey and being the most consistent I've ever been, and I think part of it is because I feel like I have someone in my corner pushing me to be the best version of me. I love your app, Britt, and I'm working through your at-home program for the second time, and it's still kicking my butt. Lots of love, fun, and gains from Calgary, Canada. Yo, I love our Canadian homies. I love the Canadian homies. Okay.
Wait, is that the Genovia song? Princess Diaries, Genovia. It is.
No. Oh, Canada. That's how you say it. Canada. Okay. Yeah. I think that's the Canadian national anthem. I'm gonna have to go look it up.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be rude.
Don't quote me. I know.
Okay.
I know.
There's so many things I want to break down. I just want to give you a big hug. I love you so much. This is exactly why I wanted to start the podcast. Even in my intro episode, I was like, I just want people to not feel alone because we all feel that. Like, even when I'm cleaning the house and it's quiet, Vinny's napping, I'm like, I don't want to be alone. So putting on a podcast, putting on something to help just you feel a little bit more comfortable. And I'm so happy I can also give advice and give you guys tips in the gym, out of the gym. So happy the app has been awesome for you. I do have 5 training programs on the app. The at-home program is a newer one. I have a glutes program. I have a core program, which is my favorite. The glutes and core, my 2 favorite programs. Then I have a beginner gym and an advanced and something new happening in the new year. So that is always in the description box if you guys want, or the show notes. And you guys can join on the app if you want a little bit of help when it comes to the gym. But I'm just so happy to hear that. And I'm so proud of you. I love that for you. So congrats.
Awesome. And I'm just going to say it. So that you feel extra special, Jenna, now we know you. So you said we don't know you, and we're cheering you on. Now we know you, and we're cheering you on.
Woohoo!
All right. Sorry, that was cheesy.
I'll read the next one.
Okay.
First of all, I love this podcast, and I'm thankful to have such a real and down-to-earth podcast. This week, I was able to hit a new PR on hip thrust, 365 for 8. Let's go! I'm wishing you, Darian, and Vinny a very happy Thanksgiving. Also, question of the day. Oh, is mac and cheese a Thanksgiving side? I say yes, but my sister says no.
Dude, until I read that, I actually have never had mac and cheese at a Thanksgiving. And I'm going to say yes because that sounds delicious.
I think that's fitting. I think mac and cheese 100% is fitting, but I've never had it for a side either.
I really don't even think it's a question. Like, I want mac and cheese now.
Oh, all right, let's do it. Kraft mac and cheese. I'm kidding. I do make a mean homemade mac and cheese, but
This is true. All right, next story. Hi there. I saw in your story that you wanted to hear moments that made people's day, and I have one that happened somewhat recently. I'm a college freshman. I moved here a little over 2 months ago. The first month was a complete roller coaster. In addition to the typical craziness of moving to college and adjusting to life here, I was also dealing with a roommate that I knew from high school, who wasn't who I thought she was. She had told me before moving in that she was clean and organized and doesn't like to party, and she liked to wake up early, go to the gym, and all this stuff. Since I'm like this too, I thought we'd get along well, and it turns out she never wakes up before 1 p.m. She goes to the gym at like 10 p.m. and likes to throw all her belongings on the floor. She constantly gets drunk and wakes me up whenever she comes back at ungodly hours of the night. Her habits have ruined my sleep, and I feel like my performance in school and the gym are being affected by this as well. But don't worry, I'm currently in the process of moving out of the room. After a month of this, I was feeling pretty drained and not happy about my current college experience, and one day, I went into the downtown area to check out some new food places, and I came across the town's iconic ice cream shop. I walked in, and there was a guy working behind the counter. He welcomed me and asked what I wanted. Since I'd never been there before, I asked to try a couple flavors, and he gave me the samples, and they were so good. I couldn't make up my mind because I'm the most indecisive person ever, so I asked him if he had any recommendations. He was really nice and gave me multiple samples of his favorites, and eventually I picked one. During our exchange, he asked me if I was a student, and I told him I was a freshman, to which he was sympathetic. Apparently, he didn't enjoy his freshman year either. We chatted about classes I was taking, and he gave me a bunch of advice from his freshman year. And when I went to pay for the ice cream, he said it was on him. I was completely shocked because these kinds of things never happen to me. I tried to say I would pay for it, but he insisted, and he said he hoped I enjoyed it. I walked out with the biggest smile on my face, and even though I hadn't told him about my roommate issues, I felt like he somehow could tell I needed a little pick-me-up. The rest of the day was I was just beaming and thinking about how I got free ice cream. It's crazy how the random kindness of a stranger can really make your entire day. I love that.
I genuinely agree. because anytime something like that happens, you're like, wow, somebody's actually thinking about me. Someone's actually taking the time to care, especially when it is a random stranger who owes you absolutely nothing, who doesn't know you. The fact that he was attentive enough to say, oh man, she's kind of, you know, going through it. He was so kind. He just talked to you. He helped you feel comfortable and not rushed. And the fact that like that's something that you even now are holding on to. I have so many memories like that, and I just love that. Cheers to him. Cheers to you. And I hope you have a lot better of a freshman year of college. And just so you know, my freshman year also was pretty rough.
You know, I think that just shows that it's so, like, why it's so important to just be kind to people, because you never know what they're going through. What was I gonna say?
It just speaks volumes. Just being kind to random strangers. There's never a reason to. I mean, I know we all have bad days, but it just shows, like, even smiling at people, as simple as that, can make someone's day. Or just talking, giving a compliment. All of those things just make all of our lives a little bit better, especially when a lot of us are going through it. We're having a really bad day, and something small like that, where if you are happy, just spreading a little bit of that kindness can really go a long way for somebody. Like, he probably doesn't, he might remember that, but for him, he's like, you know, he's moving on, where for you, that really helped you.
Yeah. And I think we have a tendency to be like, oh, like nobody cares about you. You kind of have to solve your own problems, right? But it's nice to show people that that's not always true in the world, that people can care for others, you know? Because it's kind of become, people can be selfish. So it's just nice to see.
Yeah. Next story. Thank you for sharing that, by the way. I loved it.
All right. I work for.
Oh, no, I got to do this one.
Wait, really?
Yeah. You read the last one. It was a long one. I can read this one. I picked the short ones.
Why do I forget right after I read a story?
I know, same. There was one time I was like, no, it's my turn, but it's my turn. Okay. I work in a store selling supplements, vitamins, healthy food, etc. Every day is basically advising people on supplements they can take to target the conditions they're dealing with to help them with their health. A couple weeks ago, I had one customer talking to me for about 30 minutes about his health problems. Being after a few cancers, etc., I gave him a proper lecture on many different vitamin and food substitutions he could add into his diet. He popped into the store last week when I was speaking to some customer, came up to me and said, "Sorry to interrupt, but I just need to let you know that you're amazing. Everything you've advised me on has helped me so much. You're incredible." And just walked out after that. I think I never felt more accomplished and happy for him, helping his health and being that appreciated. I hope you have a good day. It was lovely to share. There is something to be said about being accomplished in your work and knowing you did a good job. I feel like that is so rewarding. So I'm very happy you were able to help this customer, help this man, and also feel really appreciated, fulfilled, and proud of your work.
All right, next story. My fiance and I are huge dog lovers, and both of us grew up with dogs in our home throughout our childhood that our families adopted. We both knew one day in our future we wanted to adopt our own dog together. It was something we both always talked about and easily agreed on doing. Late last August, I was on Facebook and accidentally stumbled across a nonprofit Australian Shepherd Rescue Organization. I decided to look further into it and read about all the dogs they had at the rescue out of pure curiosity. Not expecting it to go much further than that. That day, after reading about all the dogs and their stories of being given up or taken away from previous owners, we have made a decision to fill out an adoption application and start the process. The rescue called us and did multiple phone interviews, asking us endless questions that ultimately led us to the dog that they thought was best fit for us. They said she had a male owner that left her to the streets when she was just 3 months old, and she was taken in by a neighbor who found her wandering the streets, who tried to give her the best life this dog could have. The lady had 4 kids, a sick mom that she was taking care of, and 3 previous dogs, and now this little puppy to take care of. She tried for about a month and decided to give her to the rescue. Luna then went through 2 more homes before we rescued her at 9 months old. Aw, Luna. When we first got her, she was very timid and scared and untrusting of strangers, especially men. She wouldn't even let one touch her or reach to pet her without barking and visibly getting so terrified. She seemed like she wasn't sure what being loved was and just how to be a dog. She never wagged her tail, begged for pets or licks or anything. Fast forward to 1 year and 3 months later, we've done so much work training and socializing and bringing her on countless adventures and hikes that now Luna doesn't cower when people reach to pet her. Instead, she gets the zoomies and runs around with whoever she meets, trying to get them to play with her. She's the biggest lap dog and affectionate snuggle bug of a dog I've ever met. When you stop petting her, she nudges you aggressively until you resume petting her. She loves everyone and greets them with endless tail wags and kisses. It's so rewarding to see how much happiness we've brought her and how much happiness she has brought us in return. She was the piece we didn't know we were missing, and she pulled us out of some of our darkest days and helped me feel meaning in life again, giving me a friendship that I was lacking and needed more now than I thought I did. She's truly one of the best companions and world's most entertaining company. We're so grateful to be able to process and change the dog's life for the better. It's one of the most rewarding things we've done together as a couple and brought the two of us so much closer. And we're now a happy family of three, except for my iPhone. Sorry, I think that was like talk text through some of it. So it was, I kind of stumbled over words, but that is awesome. That is so cute. And I love that you were able to A, rescue a dog, and B, show her how good life can be. And I love the word zoomies because I know that's when dogs go nuts and start running around in circles, and it's cute.
You guys, and they sent pictures, and it's so cute. Little pup. I love it.
Oh, man. I kind of want a dog now, but it's a lot of responsibility. But that dog is really, Luna's
so
really cute.
So cute. Next story. Hi, Britt. I trained quads intentionally and waited a long time for progress. And one day, I walk into my class, and my friend comments on how pronounced my quads are. Proof that consistency pays off. I just wanted to say that half of this moment came from how inspiring you are. Your workout reels have helped me target different muscle groups effectively. Love you. Let's go. I'm so proud of you. I always love whenever I can finally start seeing results. I feel like I kind of need to always look at progress pictures because we get so used to our body. Sometimes it's hard for us to be able to see the results that we've had. But then when someone else is commenting on it, you're like, oh yeah. No, like I got this in the bag. This is awesome. So I'm super proud of you. Yes, consistency always wins. Training with intensity. Like I'm so proud of you for seeing results. That's amazing. And I'm so glad that I could be any kind of way and help providing with workouts and everything. So yay.
Yeah, it's just like our other story when people that gal was losing weight and people were starting to notice and ask her questions about meal prep and stuff. There's nothing better than people noticing and complimenting you. Just keeps you going on your journey. So if you notice someone who's making changes, give them a compliment. There you go. All
right. Yes.
Next story. I just wanted to say that I love your podcast and love the content that you put out there. It's so uplifting and simplifies so much of what is trending in the fitness world. I'm an athlete and a cancer survivor. Oh, good for you. So often I feel like I get wrapped up in the trendy things that people say that I need to do to keep my body and mind healthy. I love how you break it down to basics and realistically, it should be simple and stress-free to take care of yourself. Love you and Darian and Vinny. One thing I've started doing this week is shadow work journal prompts. For probably a good 17 years of my life, I've been in the dark, totally clueless about my upbringing and the topic of abuse. It wasn't until I started listening to a complex trauma recovery podcast that I really found the tools I needed to help myself. I'm currently a sophomore in college, and I'm living with my parents because you know how school is expensive. But when I asked for help and said I wanted to do therapy, it was not something that was in support from my dad. So right now we've been doing a lot of self-help and self-healing as my therapy until I'm able to financially be independent enough to seek professional help. I just want to shout out my older brother and my boyfriend for the love and support that they have given me. My older brother sends me Instagram reels every day, sassily telling me that he loves me and that I got this. My boyfriend's been nothing but encouraging and hopeful of me doing this kind of difficult mental and emotional work for myself. He's been so good at listening to me and helping me see various perspectives when it comes to these issues. Just wanted to say that to anybody out there that it is okay to set boundaries with your parents and look for outside help, even if they don't approve. Bottom line, you need to do what's best for yourself, even if that means not doing something that your parents want or doing it on their timeline. Also making sure that you have people in your life, whether it be siblings, friends, or a significant other who will lift and support you. No matter what you're doing, people who want you to grow with you are what you should be striving for. All right, so I am big on mental health and getting the help you need. It's interesting that your parents didn't approve. I think that could be generational things because sometimes, like, Yeah, I know friends' parents who just don't understand mental health because, you know, the generation before us was kind of like, you know, just rub some dirt in it. But that's not always how it is. So I'm glad that you're getting the help that you need, and I really hope things start to drastically improve. And you're absolutely right about surrounding yourself with people who make you better. A good gauge for that that we have talked about a ton is, like, if you leave a group of friends and you feel better than when you first got there, like, that's a good...
That's a green flag.
That's a green flag. Yeah, because sometimes you leave and you feel drained. So if you're leaving a group of friends, you're like, dude, I feel so much better about being around them. Those are people you need to keep in your life.
Yeah. I am really proud of you, and I love almost what you ended on of needing to do what's best for yourself, even if that means not doing something that somebody wants you to be doing right now or doing it on their timeline, just listening to yourself and trying to do that for you. That's something I've had to learn in adulthood of, I'm on my own timeline, I'm on my own path, honoring that, respecting that, and trying to do the best that I can. I'm proud of you, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best. Moving on to our next story, it says, hello, Britt, Darian, and Vinny. I love your podcast. I don't know if I'm the only one that gets like this right before it's that time of the month, but I was feeling really down on my health journey, and I'm feeling that it wasn't giving me any results. When I came home from the gym, I was texting my trainer about our training session and body scan, and I realized that I can now bench 65 pounds. Before, I couldn't even bench the 45-pound bar, and I can do 7 push-ups on my toes. When I started, I couldn't even do 1. I now use 20-pound dumbbells, and when I started, I would only stick with the 10 pounds. The best part is, even though I can't see the results, my clothes fit better. So just a reminder to all, don't give up. It takes time. Keep going and look for the positives. Thanks, Britt. I 100% agree with you. There are a lot of ways to measure success in your fitness journey, and a lot of times other small goals and huge benefits and results like this are going to show before a massive whatever it is you're doing. So the fact that you're getting stronger, that is massive improvement. The fact you can do 7 push-ups on your toes, that is massive improvement. You're going up in weight. You can now lift 65 pounds. You are having these results, which is absolutely amazing and fantastic. That is a great gauge to measure progress. You are progressing in a sense, and that's fantastic. And even though you said you can't see the results yet, your clothes are fitting better, that is an amazing step. That makes you also feel better internally to help give you that motivation to keep going. I love it. I love that you ended with don't give up. It takes time. Keep going. 100%. Look for those positives. Look for those small wins. I'm so proud of you. And that has now also made my day.
Love that for you. Okay, next story. I love this podcast so much, and I'm so excited I finally have a gym story to tell you. This one is super cute, and I thought you might enjoy it more because it's about this amazing family I met at the gym. Oh, whole family. So as I was walking into the gym, and the only people in there was a mother, father, and their 2 sons. The one was around 4 or 5, and the other was around 6 or 7. As I walk in to put my bag down, they all greet me, and the father says with such enthusiasm, "Welcome to the gym." I wasn't having a nice day, and that put a huge smile on my face. Throughout my workout, their 2 kids counted their reps for them and kept saying, "Wow, mommy and daddy, you're so strong." It was the cutest thing ever. As they walked back out of the gym, they all said goodbye to me, and the dad said, "You're looking so good. Keep going. Proud of you." This made my heart swell, and I couldn't believe this wonderful family encouraged me so much, a total stranger. It made my whole week. Thank you guys so much for reading my gym story. You guys are the best, and I hope this brought a smile to your face. Oh, man.
That is so wholesome.
That is so wholesome.
10 out of 10 experience. I love that the whole family is there, the dad, the mom.
I 100% want to be the gym fan.
Goals. Okay. Their son's counting their reps. I can't. That's amazing.
Yeah, but what public gym lets the kids on the floor?
I'm interested. Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing, but that's cute that they're so well behaved.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, maybe they're maybe 8, 10. I don't know. But yeah, no, I totally agree. Could you imagine Vinny? Go, mom. Go, dad.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
He would try to take a weight off a rack and just
break his foot, his whole body.
With our luck.
He is as big. Oh, I love that. That's an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing. All right. On to the next one. And actually, this is going to be our last story for today's episode. It says, "Hi, Britt and Darian. I absolutely love your podcast. I've learned so much about myself in the gym through it. Seriously, it is one of the only ways I get cool down walks in at the gym. I have my husband hooked on it too, and now it's a staple for our car rides together. I love that. So my story is really just about being proud of myself and the growth in my own life. My fitness journey has been kind of long and definitely has had its ups and downs. I started lifting 6 years ago when I was at a really unhealthy place emotionally, physically, and mentally. The gym genuinely saved me in so many ways, and I've been so grateful for that over the years. However, when I first started, I had extreme gym anxiety and body dysmorphia, which made going to the gym so hard. I still struggle on and off with it, even into my current life. Recently, I've been working on my chest press, which has always been hard for me because benches always seem to be in the middle of the gym, and I feel like I don't belong or I'm drawing attention to myself. But the weekly chest days have paid off, and I finally hit a new PR 2 days ago and can finally bench over 100 pounds. I'm so proud of myself and how far I've come. As hard as it has been sometimes, I'm grateful and thankful to my fitness journey. Thank you both for being encouraging lights in the fitness community. I am so freaking proud of you. Even I at times feel like, oh, I don't belong here. I get so in my head, I get overly anxious, and I'm thinking about a million different things where it's hard to dial that in and say, no, you know what? I'm just here to better myself. Everybody else in the gym is here to better themselves too. I feel like we constantly have to tell ourselves that narrative because a lot of times that gym anxiety does come. And I'm proud of you for pushing through and being able to see this progress and see this result and to feel accomplished. I feel like a lot of us, when we graduate our high school sports or even college sports, we're like, where do we channel that competitiveness? Where do we channel our new physical goals? And for a lot of us, that transitions to the gym. And so I'm just grateful to have a place where I can still strive for new PRs, to lift heavier, to be stronger, to be faster, to be, you know, building muscle, have aesthetic goals or whatever it is. We can still have those through the gym. And I love that we just all in this community have found that together and found that love for life, love for the gym, love for just trying to better ourselves physically, emotionally, mentally. I love that community that we've built together. And I'm so grateful for every single one of you. We are going to end out the podcast here. And I just want to say thank you so much, everybody who has written in. Sorry we didn't get to all of them, but we hear Vinny slowly waking up, so we need to go run and grab him real quick. I want to give everybody a happy Thanksgiving, even if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving. This is a great time just to reflect on things that we're grateful for. I'm going to challenge you to journal this year, and once a year, even just on Thanksgiving, write a list of things you're grateful for. Write a list of maybe improvements you've had, something that has made your day, or some goals that you want to be in a year. Write it down now and say, like, I'd like to be here, or I envision myself here. Something positive where next Thanksgiving, as we listen to the annual Thanksgiving episode, we can kind of reflect back on that and say, well, we have had some progress, we have had some results, and just feel really proud of yourself. Don't forget to measure that progress in multiple different ways. It doesn't always have to be how much you weigh. That is not always an accurate representation of ways that you can have progress. You can look at the weight you've lifted, like you guys have said, how your clothes are fitting, so many other ways, not just even physically, but just mentally. These huge mindset shifts that we've heard and read about. I know myself, I've even helped improve my mindset over the years. And truly, thank you so much for uplifting me with your stories. Thank you for writing them in. So we have a very special guest on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah? Say what's up, buddy.
What's up, baby?
How was your sleep? Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. You ready to take over the podcast today, buddy?
Yeah.
What are you grateful for, Vinny?
Popcorn.
Popcorn? What else? What are you grateful for?
Snacks? Yeah.
Do you like your school bus?
Yeah, to play the game.
You like to play games?
Yeah.
Say bye, guys. Love you.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Have a good day.
Good day.
And that's all from today's episode. From Vinny, Darian, and I, thank you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you so much. We will see you guys next Wednesday for some more fun and games.
Bye.
Bye.
You are listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
Oh. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big.